Old forests are good for water quality, plants, and animal and fungi life. And scientists think they have a better shot at surviving climate change than younger forests do. But in Vermont and New England, the climate is changing fast, faster than the national average. And some scientists want to know, can we make our young forests more like old forests faster, so they have a better chance of growing old? Vermont Public's Abigail Giles went to one town forest that's trying to find out.
The Catamount Community Forest in Williston is a maze of trails. In its former life, it was a dairy farm, and the 400 acres of woods here don't feel very far from that. Ethan Tapper is the Chittenden County Forester. We're here to see an experiment he's part of.
So what we did here was we took a forest that was this pretty even-age stand of pines, about 90 years old, that regenerated in an old pasture. And by even age, I mean that all those pine trees were like same age, basically one canopy layer. And we left a lot of them as legacy trees.
In this teenage stand, they cut down smaller trees to create space for the ones they left to continue growing. And they left the cut trees to decompose on the ground. Over time, many forests would experience this on their own. A big windstorm might take out some of the smaller trees. But by coming in with tools, Tapper says they can do in days what might otherwise take decades. The goal is to make this forest have some of the things you might find in a much older forest, like having a diversity of trees of all ages and species, and lots of standing dead wood. Scientists think this diversity will make forests better able to survive invasive pests, extreme weather, and hotter temperatures due to climate change.
These forests are shaped by death as much as by life. So they're shaped by these disturbances, you know, and if we use forest management in the right way, we can create these sort of simulation disturbances that can drive the development of those characteristics.
They also want to know what would happen if we just left forests alone to keep growing old on their own time. So they're testing that here too. We walked to a control area nearby, similar to what the last stand used to be. All white pines about 100 years old. Overhead, the canopy is really dense, so there's very little growing in the understory. It's dark and quiet and beautiful. But Tapper says in our changing climate, all that beauty could be wiped away.
And so in this case, when we see a forest that's like dominated by a single generation of trees of a couple of different species, I see that as a forest that's extremely vulnerable. They're vulnerable to extreme weather events, natural disturbances that can be very destabilizing. They're also vulnerable to invasive pests and pathogens.
Climate change is already bringing new pests like emerald ash borer and beech leaf disease to Vermont. Tony D'Amato is a silviculture professor at the University of Vermont who is leading this research. He says scientists understand pretty well what makes forests resilient to climate change, what helps them store more carbon and create more biodiversity. The hard part is knowing how to manage them to get there, where to intervene and how, and where to walk away.
The bigger question is, you know, will we know kind of which combination is best. And I think that's why, you know, we really need to be testing these things out.
Tony's research is part of an international effort to study ways to help North America's forests adapt to climate change. There are projects like the one at the Catamount Community Forest all over the country. It's the sort of research Kevin Griffin, a professor of physiological ecology at Columbia University, says is crucial right now.
We can't go back in time because climate's changing. So our goal shouldn't necessarily be to recreate the forest of the past, but to think about what a healthy, thriving forest will look like in the future.
Even if scientists can figure out a good formula to age forests faster, Griffin says there are some things that only time can repair. For example, this work won't bring back the soil structure of old forests or the fungi that once grew here overnight. Some environmental activists in Vermont say we shouldn't intervene at all, at least not by cutting down trees. Last year, the old forest advocacy group Standing Trees sued Vermont's Agency of Natural Resources over how it makes these decisions. But most foresters and silviculturists in the state say leaving forests alone won't work everywhere. Kevin Griffin at Columbia says this question of where to intervene and where to leave a forest alone is very important and unanswered right now in the science.
What's the best way to be a responsible steward of that land? And it's an open question, I think.
Back at the Catamount Community Forest, the researchers will be measuring all sorts of things beyond tree size, how much fungi there is, how much carbon and moisture is in the soil, how birds and wildflowers are impacted. Ethan Tapper, the Chittenden County Forester, says if it works, this sort of project is something any town in the state could take on.
What we're doing is, you know, not just trying to make this forest more like an old growth forest, and trying to make it, you know, create those conditions actively, but also increasing its resilience by what we call risk spreading, not putting all of our eggs in one basket.
Because one thing everybody agrees about in this conversation is that to fight climate change, we need to do everything we can to make sure our forests stay forests. For Vermont Public, I'm Abigail Giles.